I'm not sure exactly the title of this person. Is this the executive director? I believe so. The executive director of the Lymphedema Association Newfoundland and Labrador. And today is actually Lymphedema Awareness Day. The entire month is Lymphedema Awareness Month. Good morning to Terry Walsh Oakley on line number 3. Good morning, Terry. You're on the air.
Good morning, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm great, thank you.
The numbers here are staggering. You were kind enough to send me along a little bit of info. Let me just throw some numbers out there for people's consideration. 120 million people affected worldwide by lymphedema. Over a million people in Canada. Over 15,000 in Newfoundland and Labrador. It's chronic, but it's manageable. There is no cure. What would you like the listeners to know about the awareness day and the things you're working towards?
So, yes, Patty, we're working towards creating awareness for people and having resources for them here in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. We do know it's a chronic disease caused by a buildup of lymph fluid, and the lymphatic system is either faulty or damaged, and it's not functioning normally. And we have facts that state we have primary lymphedema and secondary lymphedema, so it impacts persons affected, it impacts their quality of life.
How so? What exactly happens?
Well, the swelling can occur anywhere, any part of the body, and it affects men, women, and children. But it's chronic but manageable, and we do know there's no cure for lymphedema.
Does it? I know it affects men and women. How about children?
Children, usually it can be a primary lymphedema, which would mean they are born with it. And it's coming through a faulty lymphatic system.
What exactly is secondary lymphedema then? So is this something that's brought on by outside forces versus being born with a faulty lymph system?
Yes, a secondary lymphedema occurs when the lymphatic system is damaged through a surgery, radiation treatment, or a severe injury like a skin infection or a burn.
The numbers for me was really jumps off the fast facts page that you sent me in. Oh, 15,000 people in this province. So there is no cure, but what are some of the treatment that people are availing of?
So some of the treatments include compression garments, complete decongestive therapy, self-care. Self-care is probably paramount, you know, for people who have lymphedema. Exercise, a well-balanced diet, skin care, self-massage, and particularly weight control. Would be treatment that would be, you know, for these people. We have compression garments, education, you know, and knowledge for that, for those people who suffer with lymphedema. We have all sorts of access to resources for them, and asking them to really go to their doctor and start the conversation with their doctor about how they're feeling, where this is coming from. A lot of times it can be missed or misdiagnosed, so we really need to get them to open the conversation with their physician.
Yeah, I mean, knowledge is power, education is key. Are all of these treatment options, now some of them are just of your own accord, controlling your weight, getting the required exercise, navigating your diet, are there things that healthcare providers are offering? Because, I mean, it's one thing to get a compression garment, but that's just an aid similar to getting a knee brace. So is there anything else that we need from the healthcare community that can be helpful?
That's a great question, Patty. So we've got a lot of resources out there. Our association, you know, they can contact our association.
Compression garments can be very expensive. They can be hundreds and sometimes even over $1,000.
Do you have any coverage for them?
Not everyone does. Okay. And that's part of our goal, is to try and foster coverage, and we want to do our best to try and help people get coverage for their garments.
It's going to be helpful if we're talking about the potential for it to cost into the thousands of dollars. Anything else that you'd like us to hear from you this morning? I will indeed give out your contact information for folks who'd like more, but anything else you'd like to tell the listener?
Well, we have a lot of things happening throughout the month of March for lymphedema. We have a lot of activities ongoing, and we would suggest and recommend to people to go to our website and to look through the website for activities, and to email us or go on our website or our Facebook. And we have some activities happening today. We have a proclamation. We have the Confederation Building is lighting up in blue for lymphedema awareness. And we have Government House, who they are lighting up in blue for us. And we have an aquatic lymphatic therapy program happening at New World Fitness on Topsail Road. So we'd encourage people to probably ask about that. And we're having a demonstration this morning at approximately 10:30. So there are all kinds of resources. We really encourage people to go in again on our website or email us at thelymphedemanl@gmail.com.
And the website is simply lymphnl.com if you need more information and to connect with Terry Walsh Oakley at the association. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the issue throughout the month and over the course of the year. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Patty, and I hope to speak with you again maybe before the end of March, the end of March, to update you on some of the other activities that were ongoing.
Sounds good. Stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And Terry Walsh Oakley, she's the director of the Lymphedema Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. I will take a break when we come back. Patricia.